From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. North Korea's Kim pledges no nuclear weapons unless threatened. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress that his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. The KCNA report says Kim is also willing to normalize relations with states that had been hostile toward the Pyongyang government, and says Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust and the potential for further misunderstandings. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city of Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Ahmed is a student in Aleppo. He says there were many bombings and his parents were scared and stopped sending him to school. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. Unidentified gunmen killed 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers in an attack just outside Cairo in Helwan, Egypt's interior ministry said in a statement today. According to the ministry, the gunmen pulled up to the policeman's car in a small pickup truck, got out, and proceeded to open fire on the police car before fleeing the scene. While no group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, jihadist groups have routinely killed hundreds of policemen and soldiers. This is VOA News.